welcome once again to Once When I Was Cool podcast, your weekly nostalgic kickback from two men in their middle ages who are rolling back the clock and just discussing things about from their youth. And I'm one of your hosts, Wee Man.
Wow. That was something. That was and to think you practiced that. Yeah, that was tremendous.
Yeah, I know. I'm better off just being the sidekick. Yeah. Like, I could be Robin to your Batman.
Anyway, welcome. This is your nostalgic look back at when we were cool. The time's gone past. Thanks for joining us. I am Dave.
And I'm Wee Man again.
Again. And behind the glass there we have Simon. And Simon, are you going to edit out that false start?
Probably
he's
not.
Shaking his head now. And he's laughing. All right. Okay.
It's good to see that. It is what it is.
It's usually me that gets laughed at. So, Wee.
Yes, Dave.
Once, when I was cool, there used to be names of kids that we knew, and those names seem to have gone by the wayside. There's quite a few there now that used to be probably seem a bit old-fashioned now, and you may sort of know them as you've grown up because they were kids when we were kids, so therefore you probably still know them as you are, but you don't tend to hear kids called by these names very often anymore. And I guess the one that really springs to mind, and I've actually got a friend by this name, but that name is Gavin.
Gavin, or Gav, as we like to call, shorten any Australian name as we do.
You just don't see many kids coming through. Of course, we work in healthcare, and from time to time we'll see children come through as healthcare users, and you just don't see kids called Gavin.
No, and, you know, look, you know, I'm sure majority of Gavins out there are decent, good human beings. But there's always, you know, that one that you...
What? Are you saying that because of someone's name you can judge their character?
Yeah, well, character for less than that.
Now, let me say I'm going to try and distance myself from that because I know a few Gavins and they're all fairly reasonable dudes.
That's what I said. I said, not all of them. I just know the story I have of a fellow named Gavin, that's all.
Well, do tell.
This guy when I was growing up named Gavin, and this Gavin had a pigeon chest, and his...
And what do you mean by pigeon chest?
You know, where the way that their chest forms, it looks like it sticks out.
So their breastbone sticks forward?
Yeah, breastbone sticks forward. And he said he got that from being kicked in the back during a karate fight with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And did anyone actually believe that story?
No, not at all. But that's what I range my Gavins by.
Right.
That's what I had to go by. So, you know, there are good Gavins out there, but, you know.
Didn't start off so well for you.
No.
Gavin is one of those names you don't. It seems to have gone by the wayside. You just don't see him. And it used to be a fairly common name when we were growing up.
Yeah, there was lots of names that were fairly popular when we're growing up, and they're just not around anymore. Like you said, they're around our age because that's when it was popular.
Well, some of them as well seem to be, and Gavin isn't particularly one of those names. Gavin seems to be, you know, a sort of name of a kid you think of, but some of them you really would assign to what you would now think as older men, and we don't mean any offence by any of these terms. It's just the way we sort of think of these types of names now. So we don't mean any offence to this. If your name pops up here, we do apologise if we hurt your feelings at all.
Yeah, we're sorry about how you feel.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, and probably one of the main contenders for that is Doug.
Doug or Dougie, you know, that. Like I said, again, we just pull the names.
We abbreviate everything. But you don't meet many people called Doug these days. And I know I went to school with a kid named Doug, and he was a great guy. He was, you know, but Doug even then seemed not to fit the age of a younger kid. I mean, we were teenagers in high school, so the name Doug sort of always seemed to be one of those older names. But yeah, like I said, good guy, but you just don't see it anymore.
No, there's a few that would come into that. That's things like Wayne or Wayno, Warren, Wazza, you know, Barry, Bazza.
Yeah, but
Gary, Gazza.
Wayne, Warren, Gary, they're all sorts of names that you could think of as, you know, younger men sort of names, but there are a few that seem to be, you know, those sort of, not thinking things like Cecil and Sid and those kinds of ones, which we don't tend to see anymore. But, yeah, it's just some of them seem to be ascribed to an older age group.
Yeah, look, you find that a lot of the names sort of come around in circle, you know, names like Charlie and Arthur and all of those sorts of things, and Max and Maximilian are all popular again. You know, they used to be popular back in the day, you know. I don't know. Look,
are some of them that are coming back though? You don't hear many of them. Arthur, yeah, I've heard. Max has been around for quite a while. Charlie's another one that sort of come back.
But they don't go in and out of fashion. Like, for me, these names were around when we were young, because I have a brother by one of those names. And, you know, they're still popular today, and he's older than me. He's old as, you know, dirt.
But they're sort of long-standing traditional names, the things like James and Charles and I can't think of what the other ones might be. Edward, Henry, Harry, they're all sort of making a comeback
Edward
as well.
Was popular from that vampire, what was that show? You know, that was another one.
A vampire show?
The vampire show.
Buffy?
No, you know, the movies. I don't know.
No.
Moonlight, Moonbeam. I don't know what they were called.
Okay.
But there was a series, about three or four of them, you know, the werewolf versus, anyway.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, that was it.
There was an Edward in Harry Potter.
Yeah, there probably was.
I don't know who it was, but I'm sure there was. There was many other sorts of people and names and ages in there.
Anyway, back onto names.
Right.
And there's other names too, such as Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
Robert. Is Robert a new sort of thing?
Back in the day, you know, Robert, Rob, that's Robbie, your Bob, that's your third Bobby.
That's your third back in the day, by the way. You're getting into cliche territory again, mate.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's lots of names. People these days are going for the most outrageous names they can come up with. There's one called LaDasha, which is spelled LA-A, LaDasha.
Yeah, do you reckon that's actually a real thing? I've heard that, like, at quite a few.
Twilight, that was it, Twilight.
Oh,
Edward,
okay.
Cullen.
Was it what?
Edward Cullen, that was his name in Twilight.
Oh, yeah, right. So, mate, it's up there with the perm.
Hey, leave my you perm, know that. My frolet.
But that, I've heard that LaDasha put around a few times, and there's people that swear they've seen it done. I don't know. I reckon that's a bit of an urban myth. I'm not convinced that that's an actual sort of thing. It goes up there with the one that's spelled ABCDE.
Absidy.
Absidy. And, you know, I've known people that reckon they've have seen a kid with that name as well, and I find that pretty hard to believe.
Well, you know, we were looking at names, and I said, hey, look, I'm just going to look up some names around, you know, older Australian names to, you know, just to remind us of who was around when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
And what should come up is...
Not Absidy.
No, but the Australian Bogan Baby Name book. It was awesome. So the first name they had up was someone who called their kid Anomaly, as in abnormal, not right, not the right fit, Anomaly.
Anomaly as in they didn't think they'd get pregnant.
Well, I think they thought they would.
Yeah. But okay. Anomaly. That's an unusual
anomaly. It is.
Yeah. Oh, good. This is great podcasting. While you sit here and read your iPad.
No, I was just having a look and just I couldn't remember what some of the other names were.
This is tremendous. Yeah, tremendous stuff. Yeah, we're winning awards for this.
Yeah.
The sponsors are lining up, mate.
Yeah. Out the door. But you look at these names, and it seems pretty popular now just to come up with the most obscure name, because celebrities do.
Yeah.
But they don't come up with, you know, if somebody come up and said, I'm going to call my kid Barry or Darren or something ridiculous like that.
Mm. Well, I don't know that they're ridiculous, because I know they're good old-fashioned tried and true names. You know, I know people our age that are called Barry.
Mm.
And I don't think it's a sort of out there name, but I think that people are just trying hard to be individuals. And I always say it comes to, you know, the way they dress, the way they do things, and it comes down to everyone wants to be an individual by looking exactly the same.
And please, I'm not saying that those names are ridiculous. What I'm saying is that they don't...
They're not commonplace anymore.
And it used to be back in the day, would have been common. So something would have made them common back then, whether that was a TV show, maybe it was Bewitched for Darren, you know, because they had Durwood in that, and, you know, maybe that was where that came from.
Was that his name, Darren?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that a lot of names go on. You mentioned before a lot of names become popular after a particular celebrity or a particular person who's done something that's come to infamy. But one of the names that hasn't really made a bouncing comeback was Kevin.
Or Kev.
Or Kev. You see a lot of people probably a little bit older than us called Kevin. It was popular probably around that generation, but you don't tend to see – and, of course, what I'm getting at is we had a prime minister who was quite controversial, but of course quite popular when he first started, and that being Kevin Rudd. And you just didn't see the big influx of children called Kevin that you thought might have happened from previous prime ministers.
No, if I had a child during that time, I wouldn't have called him Kevin either.
Well, have a look at who our president... reaching out to the wrong population there. Have a look at our prime ministers before that. Before Kevin was John, Paul, Bob and Malcolm and Gough. And I haven't met many people called Gough.
Bob, a.k.a. Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But those are the names...
I wasn't arguing with you about it.
I was just saying... But some of those, and the ones that are still popular are those biblical type names, you know, the John, Luke, Mark.
Seth. Seth's become popular. Seth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it has.
You see quite a few kids called Seth these days.
Keep going. No, I do. So, you know, I think there's still the names that are biblical, there's the names that are just always, you know, the Charles, the Jameses, all of those. They're still around. They're always going to be around. But there's a whole generation of names and around our generation that you probably won't see again. And if you do, you know, I think someone's caught in a retro.
Well, everything seems to go full circle, like you mentioned before, but some of these names I just can't see coming back. But, you know, thinking that, look at some of the kids' names that come around these days, that are some of the older names, they're sort of making a comeback, so who knows?
I certainly don't.
I don't know that we'll see any up-and-coming pop stars called Gavin or Kevin in the future.
This new boy band.
New boy band called the Kevs and the Gavs.
Yeah.
You know, all age 16 and 17.
Yeah, that's just not working.
But I'd listen to them.
Yeah, it's a bit like Peter, very popular back in the day. Still, I haven't seen any Peters come through.
Peter?
Yeah, as in male Peter. I know female Peters seem to be, because there's a whole unisex type.
Need, desire.
Yeah.
Peters. Peter's more of a middle name, I think, these days. People name them after someone's father or brother or some line like that, it seems. Same with Paul. Peter, Paul, John. You don't seem to see them as common names anymore.
Ringo.
What was the other one's name? Gavin.
No, you don't even see that as a middle name. Not even as a family name. Barry, Gavin, John.
Glenn. You don't see many Glenns these days.
Glenn. I happen to work with a guy called Glenn.
Yeah?
Is he older than you? Is he
a teenager currently?
In the opposite direction.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, there are more names that aren't sort of coming around.
No, but again, it just seems to be there's a whole generation of people out there. I think their names are going to be lost after, you know, our sort of generation is gone, because they're just – I can't see them coming back. And I know we're harping on about that, but it's just something that we've noticed. And this is what it's about, talking about nostalgia when we were young and the differences and
change. Looking at it from the other direction, though, there's not a lot of great historical figures that spring to mind who were named – Gavin, Glenn, Barry, Kevin, none of them sort of spring to mind from historical type figures either. So are they a sort of 20th century name?
I think they were a 20th century name. There was Darren the Disemboweler. Gulliver's Travel, I don't know.
Cracking yourself up, yeah.
Yeah. Gary the Giraffe, I don't know.
Gary the Giraffe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I know. But, you know, that's the thing. There's sort of, you're right, I think they are 20th century names, popular for a short term and then just gone by the wayside.
Faded back into the history. I'd be interested if people out there name, say, Kevin, Brian, Gary, Gavin, any of those names that we've sort of brought up. Ians, you don't see a lot of Ians.
Or Neils.
If those people out there who are sort of heading towards middle age, if you've got children, have you called your child after yourself? You know, are people naming their children?
Junior.
Yeah, like Gary Junior, Gavin Junior.
Is that a thing? Is that an Australian thing or is that just more of a...
Well, it'd be more
American type thing, isn't it?
It'd be more that people name the child after themselves as a middle name.
Yeah, okay. How do people get to be, you know, Barry John Paul the Third? That's three generations, I'm assuming.
Sounds like a pope.
Yeah,
Pope Barry John Paul the Third.
You're an idiot.
I don't know. It's not a generational thing. I know that my middle name is after my father and then I have two middle names and the other one was named, apparently, according to my father, was named after his father, but it wasn't his name at all. He went by a different name completely.
Is that because he was on the run from the law?
I don't believe so.
Sounds dodgy to me.
They were sort of poor farm folks, so yeah. I don't think they really cared about the law. I don't think they did anything to be able to get caught out.
Sounds dodgy to me. Sounds very dodgy.
Yes.
But you look at it and think, you know, I've seen people who have family names, so they're family names, so it doesn't matter.
That's becoming pretty common now.
Male, female, whatever it is, it's still part of your name. And
is it the middle name? So they get called, say...
It's in their name, but it's not their first name, it's their family name, which sits in the middle. So even if they change surnames, if it's the females that get married into another name, they've still got their family name.
So if their last name was Fuller, they'd be called Barry Fuller.
Yeah, no.
No?
It's just a family name. One I know was Batman, as in Batman. And that's their family name. And
Batman like the crime fighter, or Batman like the servant, because a Batman is a servant, is like a butler.
But
someone who butles. That's what a butler does. Someone who butles.
So that goes through male, female. That's part of their name. So it's included in there. That's their family name.
Right. So, okay. Good. Good point. Great show, this one.
This is
It's going tremendously well. Anyway, come on, nearly there, 18 minutes.
Sorry, listener.
If this is your jumping in point, probably look back to a few of our previous episodes. This is probably not going to be the best one for you. But the point we're trying to make is that there's names that we grew up with, we were quite fond of, we know people who we were friends with, and some of these names just don't seem to be around these days. Where's given up? No, he's back.
No, I'm back. I feel sorry for the people who actually downloaded this and listening to it.
Good thing it's free.
Good thing it is free, and please don't, after this episode, don't encourage people to listen to this one. Every other one, sure, this is just one of those ones that we could probably go, we'll skip that
Not
one.
Hitting our straps, we're back recording for the first time in a while. So if you do have any feedback, most likely going to be, we'll
abuse.
Call it abuse. You can reach us at oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear our back episodes, which were probably better than this one, you can go to oncewascool.com and have a listen to all our previous episodes there.
Oh, I really think having my toenails pulled out and me screaming into the microphone would be better than this one.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Maybe not recommend this as your jump-off point, but we promise we'll try to do better next week. Thanks very much for joining us, Simon. Thanks very much.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.